I made a rather rash decision and statement and commitment this morning that I would listen for Lent and not boo publicly for 40 days and 40 nights. Actually, when does the night begin? Does the night come first or does the night come second or last? But anyway, that aside, I made this rather rash statement and I thought, well, okay, so I can get some boos out of the way today. Once I've finished work for the day, I'll upload some stuff that I've done on my H1 and get all that out of the way, and then clear the decks, and then I'll be fine. And have I done that? No, I've just had a glass of wine, and I'm feeling decidedly unlike doing anything. So my last boo of the pre-Lent season, what's that, Epiphany, will probably be something random, whatever happens to be the last thing I upload before midnight. But I am going to do this, because I'm rubbish on self-control, no, that's rubbish, not on final self-control, I'm rubbish on persevering with things, sticking with things like this, taking something up and then carrying it through to the end. I think I ought to do it. And it is going to be quite difficult because there are certain things that I just always boo. So, for instance, if I meet up and go to the pub with Mark, it's going to be so difficult not to record it. And likewise, what am I going to do on my journeys home? I nearly always boo my walk across the concourse at Waterloo, which must be deadly boring to everybody. But I always boo it. What am I going to do? But what I am going to do is to listen more. Instead of spending my time talking to my phone and to you, dearest listeners, on Audioboo, rambling on about stuff that's in my head, I'm going to listen to what's in your heads. Which is going to be interesting, because I think I've become, I started off as a producer on Audioboo. I became a bit of a consumer, and then I've ended up recording and producing more content. So, actually, to go back and be a pure consumer for a month, I think could be interesting. It could be extraordinarily frustrating, and I've already realised that I'm probably not going to be able to record the boat race if I do this. So that's one thing out, because I was trying to think beforehand, is there anything key coming up that I would really want to record that I'm not going to be able to if I do this? I think so far the boat race is the only thing that I've identified. There've been a few conversations I've seen on Audioboo which I'm thinking, ooh, I'd quite like to join in with that. But, things go in circles, don't they? I'm sure things will come up again. Nobody has commented on this at all. I don't know if anybody's even listened to it. Maybe they have, but maybe people are thinking I'm mad. Maybe they just think it's a non-thing, not even worth thinking about. I don't know what people think. Maybe no one's listened, as I said. I would be interested to know if anybody thinks anything about it. But going to do it. I need your support though. I need a bit of moral support in this. I think I'm going to change. I really can't speak this evening. I've only had one glass of wine. It's a very nice Malbec that that Mr. Rogers got me for my birthday. Was it for my birthday? No, it might have been for my birthday. My birthday was back in October. Oh, who knows when it was for? But anyway, Mr. Rogers got it for me. But my mind already seems to have gone. As he makes horsey noises. Which is slightly relevant because I was idly wondering this evening whether it was possible to buy horse meat in the UK legitimately rather than through Tesco. And it turns out, by Googling it, there is a company that does exotic meats. See, there's a company that does everything, isn't there, really? I could not just buy horse meat, horse steaks, horse fillet steak, no less, which apparently is sourced from, quote, continental Europe, which is really helpful to know. If it was the EU, it might give me a little more confidence in its providence, but continental Europe presumably covers anything from Lisbon to the Ural Mountains. So certainly includes the potential, allegedly, for Romanian horse meat. Hasn't been proven, etc., etc. Definitely only alleged. I'm not making any claims. Don't sue me, Romania. I did wonder, actually, whether this was... I'm going off on a tangent here, but there was a story earlier on in the month about a tourist campaign in Romania to try and get more British people going over there, saying things like, half our women are like Kate and the other half are like a sister. Sort of plays on the on our perceptions of Romania and perhaps our misplaced perceptions around, particularly around willingness to work and that sort of thing, which we do have this way of cultivating these terrible generalisations that somehow everybody from the east of the former Western Europe is somehow coming over to steal our jobs and then not do them and then pickpocket us or something like that. And it's all rubbish, quite frankly. But anyway, tangent upon tangent upon tangent. Romania, horse meat. So I did wonder whether this was a sort of let's smear Romania attempt. On the part of somebody, but it probably isn't. But who knows? So horse meat, we'll go back a bit further. Robert, what was I just saying? Horse meat. I've never had horse meat. I've been to France a few times, but I've never had horse meat, and I'm quite intrigued. And as I say, it does turn out that you can buy horse meat. You can buy horse fillet steak. Or horse burgers. I think I'd go, for the fillet steak. But also, I discovered in looking at this that you can also get wildebeest or zebra, which, to be honest, is just horse with stripes, or crocodile or kangaroo. And apparently, kangaroo is becoming really... apparently, it's becoming just like beef, according to this website. So that's all really exciting, and I probably won't do anything at all, but... I can't even remember what I started saying about it. Horse. Oh, yes, because I started to go... It's amazing, isn't it, where your mind can take you? Where my mind can take me, anyway. It's a good job I'm not going to be booing for a month and a bit, isn't it? You'll get a break. I'm only looking forward to that. I really can't remember what else I was going to say. Now I've rambled on about next to nothing. For yonks, whatever a yonk is. I shall leave it there for now because my mind has gone, I was going to say blank, but it's more like a hazy shade of reddish wine colour. Speak soon, presumably. If I record again before midnight, which I probably will. Oh, before I go, I was just listening to Braille Snail, going back through a few of her boos, and I was quite enjoying her dog, who's it's Ellie, isn't it? And her dog's name, her guide dog's name. Ellie was wanting to get on the bed. I have to say, I don't let Vance on any furniture. But I do recognise that look that that thingy. Sorry, brain. What's your name? I've just said your name. Amy. Oh, I'm terrible. Yeah, that look that you described. I think I know that from Vance. And he certainly can do his... Ooh! Ooh! That's the funniest of noises. Are you about, Vance? Vance? Oi! Oh, you understand it's oi. That's alright then. Are you dozing, big doggy? You're not allowed to doze. I'm just talking about you because you make funny noises, don't you? They're normally when he spots a female dog. Hello! Because he likes female dogs and he wanted to say hello. It's not fair, is it, that you're not allowed to say hello to them? He's refusing to look at me and he's holding his head. He's staring in the other direction. Come here. Come on. Come on. It's not going to hurt you to look at me. I'm not Medusa. Or the male version thereof. Vance, come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. I insist. Right, he's just about looking at me. He has got the most awful breath this evening. Oh, he's sitting. That's good. You might be sitting on a lot of plugs there, Vance, I think. Possibly. How are we doing, Vance? Are we going to say hello to Audio Boo Land? This may be your last chance to say hello to Audio Boo Land and to Easter. He says no. The slightly scary thing about this is that Easter takes me to a point when if I'm going to take Vance to Germany, I will have had to have booked my tickets to have done that. Which is a slightly scary prospect of trying to sort out the planning for that. I haven't put much thought into it yet. But that would be mid-May that we would be going to Germany. Do you fancy going to Germany again, Vance? Good fun last time, wasn't it? Getting to chase Lucy around the garden. I have such a cheeky dog. I'm sure I probably described it at the time. I did boo that time. But the people that I stay with in Germany have a lovely little dog. I think she's some form of terrier. She's called Lucy. And let's say she wasn't too keen on having Vance in her house. It's understandable, really. Great big German shepherd comes to visit. You off then? Bye then. Vance didn't help this by teasing her relentlessly. She would vacate her little dog bed. And you can imagine, you know, size of terrier to size of big German shepherd. And Vance would go and sit in her tiddly bed. But the funniest point of them all was when Lucy was sunbathing outside, lying on her back. And I had this described to me because I couldn't see it. But Vance literally crept up really quietly and prodded her in the stomach with his paw. And she leapt in the air, squealing, and then chased him round the garden trying to bite his tail. So I think he got his comeuppance then. Such a cheeky dog. But I do like hearing the doggy boos, guide doggy boos particularly. It does sound as though Braille Snail has a bit of a cheeky dog too. I quite like the idea of being able to have the dog on the bed. I know some people really squirm at that, but the main reason why I've never done it is because I don't, I want Vance to respect furniture, and I know that I can take him to anybody's house at all and he will stay on the floor and he won't touch anything, and that's more important, to be honest. And also, were he to fall asleep on my legs, to be honest, I think I would lose blood circulation and I'd find them, they'd dropped off by the morning, which would be a slight inconvenience when heading for the morning train. I really am rambling, aren't I? What on earth should I call it? Rambly boo or something. It's funny, I've had a a series recently of the random Boo names being somewhat appropriate. A Boo that I did, I don't know if anybody listened to the Boo, where I was walking from near work through Westminster, and it was pouring down with rain. And when I first went to upload that, it said, it was something like, "I think it's raining, Boo." And I almost left it there. And then the other day, one about lunch came up as Lunch Boo. So I'm just waiting for this one to be Rambly Boo. Have I got any other rambly things to say? That is the question. Don't think so. I've got boring stuff to do, like washing up, and lots of it. I need to make my sandwiches for tomorrow. I've got some really nice prosciutto, which I'm looking forward to eating. Prosciutto. Sorry, I can't speak Italian. I can't speak any language. Especially my own. And I've got this wonderful, I think I've mentioned it before when I was going towards Wales, this wonderful pretzel bread. Basically bread rolls made from pretzel dough. And they're brilliant, really amazing. They make it worth going to Waitrose early in order to buy them. And I also bought some, which I'm looking forward to having, some rosemary and potato bread, which I've had before and makes really amazing toast. So, lots of things to look forward to there. See, I'm just making up for the fact that I'm not going to be booing for ages by wasting your time now. I'll go. Alright. Well, I hope the whole of the Boo commute, or the Booniverse, or Thingy, what's her name? Sibby Mead's version. Whoever you all are, I hope you're all having the most splendid Monday evening. It's not Monday evening, Robert, it's Tuesday evening. I hope you all have a splendid Tuesday evening. Oh, Gordon Bennett. No, I promise, I have only had one glass, I promise. It's just gone to my head because I haven't eaten very much. Right, take care. Speak soon. Bye.